Welcome back to the Press Box. Another Saturday in the Commonwealth of Kentucky and another big Saturday of live raising as we shift venues over to Churchill Downs, the Big Oval in Louisville. As always, my great friend, Hall of Famer, Dave Buzzy Baker.
Gator, great talking to you, my friend. Always outstanding to visit. So let's go ahead and get right to it. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe, Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and, of course, by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Jeannie, as you mentioned, we switch back over to Louisville, to Churchill Downs. The fall meet is underway, which will run until September 29th, and the Road to Derby 151 gets underway today with a $300,000 Grade 3 Iroquois Stakes.
Big, big weekend and big, big day today, Buzzman, including the Louisville Thoroughbred Society Stakes. Now, how can we not start the program? We got all kinds of glamour and we got all kinds of things. But the big thing, the big news will be the Grade 3 Iroquois because it kickstarts the points race towards Derby 2025, the 151st Kentucky Derby. And what a nice field of horses and been assembled by the Racing Secretary Office, Ben Huffman. Just a great Dan Bork over there as well. And you know, they just do such a great job, and they got put together a really good card. And, you know, this is going to be a really interesting race, Buzzman. Going a mile. A lot of these horses haven't gone that far yet, just sprinting. I'm really interested in one horse in here in particular. And, yeah, you know, just some horses moving up out of their maiden races to face winners for the first time as well. So it's going to be an interesting race. Gets us started looking forward a little bit to that first Saturday in May come 2025.
Okay, well, let's talk about this field and who you are interested in.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a fabulous field, Buzzman. I mean, I'm going to start on the outside and kind of work my way down in. But 12, okay. Politically Correct, is a horse that ran in the juvenile down at Ellis Park. He ran second to Owen Almighty, who's likely to be the favorite. But this is a horse that has won twice over this track at Churchill Downs. He won his maiden on First Ask and then came right back to win the Bashford Manor, going 6 furlongs for trainer Chris Davis, who is one with 17% of his starters this year, a colt by Violence out of a Candy Ride mare. He's got the pedigree. A couple of years ago, we watched, these types of pedigrees start to emerge. And on the outside, Politically Correct could be salty. He's raced on the lead. He's raced from off the lead and has done quite well in both of those instances. The 11 hole is Mesero, a Not This Time colt, purchased for $535,000, owned in part by CJ Thoroughbreds, and my good friend Mike Schnell owns a part of this one.
Oh, there you go.
And they've got big designs on this bad boy. He came from well off the pace to win at First Asking down at Ellis Park over a muddy track. This track is likely to be muddy today as well, or could be at least an off track with all the rain we're getting, Buzzman. And this horse, Mesero, by Not This Time, just been so tremendous as a sire. And the mother, Exchange Rate Mother, was stakes placed and thrown 5 starters already, 3 winners and 1 stakes winner already. So the pedigree there on this one as well. Then you've got Jonathan's Way, the 10 horse, trained by Philip Beyer, who I think does a tremendous job, one of the best young trainers in the game today. This horse won on debut at Saratoga, Buzz, by 4.25 lengths after being pinched after the break. Didn't get to the lead early on. So a son of Vacoma, who's been off to a great start out of a Indian Charlie mare, who was a stakes winner and has thrown 6 winners from 6 starters. Hard to beat that for Jonathan's Way. You move on down. I'm going to skip down a couple, Buzzman, so we can get through the show. But Magnitude is another Not This Time owned by Winchell Thoroughbreds. This is one that won the broke the maiden by 5 3/4 at Ellis Park. Should love the distance today and more ground this horse should love. Sandman inside of him at the 7 hole. Son of Tappet won last time out at Saratoga for trainer Mark Cassie. They paid $1.2 million for this Son of Tappet out of the Distorted Humor mare. Sandman, don't go to sleep with Sandman in this race as well. That gets us on down. I'm going to Owen Almighty, the 5 horse. I've talked about him. He won his debut race here easily at Churchill Downs back in June. Came right back, won the juvenile down at Ellis Park easily as well by nearly 5 lengths. Gets Irad Ortiz now in the saddle for trainer Brian Lynch. He's going to be the favorite, I think, by the time we get to post time. And then I'm going to jump to the horse that really intrigues me quite a bit, Buzzman. There's two in here.
Okay.
I'm going to jump to the one horse, First Resort by Ian Hardy out of the Godolphin stable. Broke the maiden at Ellis over the mud. Came back and ran in the Saratoga special up at Saratoga and ran second to showcase. This is a very nice horse as well. And then my upset special of the race. Are you waiting for it, Buzzman?
Yes, sir.
Giacoso, by not this time, out of the Australian mare. He has been out 3 times, started and lost to Owen Almighty, but then moved to the turf down at Ellis Park and ran 2 huge races. And there was a horse that I have particular interest in that he beat by 6 1/4 lengths over the grass. Last time out to break the maiden, that horse is Courageous Clay. You know my story about Courageous Clay. So I've got a home route interest here in Giacoso. Going to have his hands full with this excellent, excellent field. I think you got to use Owen Almighty. I think you got to use Sandman. And then go to the outside and look for Mesereiro, who is 15-1 in the morning line.
Yeah.
15-1 on Mesereiro and ultimately with Politically Correct. So I'm going to use kind of key Mesereiro and Giacoso, getting big prices on both of those horses with those other kind of favorites, Buzzman.
I'm liking it. And, of course, you can get Gene's picks not only and more analysis on this race, but on the entire card at Churchill Downs. All you have to do is go to the PressBoxLTS.com. PressBox and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Horseshoe Indiana, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean is always here, so hoping you and yours have a wonderful night. Make sure to send pictures from the track for the Louisville Thoroughbred Society stakes. And while I try to talk, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. Close the game, Sugar. Close the game, Sugar. Going to be a big favorite, I think, in the LTS stakes. Man, what a nice horse. Close the Game Sugar by Gerwin ran second in the Grade 1 Bing Crosby at Del Mar, where the surf meets the turf last time out. But the last 2 times he's been over this Churchill track, came home winner, the last 2 in the Aristides stakes and the Kelly's Landing stakes. Really, 2 big races over this trick. Close the Game, Sugar. Looks like a big favorite. Could be right there at the wire. But don't lose sight of Hear Me Song at 8-1. Hear Me Song ran over this track in May in the Grade 1 Churchill Downs and ran 2nd to Gunpilot. Not a bad horse at all. Hear Me Song, maybe with the upset, here in the Louisville Thoroughbred Society Stakes.
We'll be watching, my friend. Love you. Have a great weekend.
You too, Buzzman. Look forward to seeing you, my friend, and always be on that smiling side of the scoreboard.
There you go. Love you, man. Have a great weekend.
You too, brother. See you soon.